Hello and welcome to GPTV on Tuesday the 25th of July. My name is Philip Kingston.
And I'm Jeremy Rosen. It's great to be here, Phil.
Good to have you on the show.
I think
I was about to say you're my favourite other co-anchor.
Yes, co-anchor.
Because let's face it, Gary is the co-anchor. Although you nicely described him a few moments ago as the rudder.
I actually described him as your rudder rather than the rudder.
Okay.
We could go a bit more global with that.
Yeah,
I was going
yeah.
micro with just you because, you know, someone needs to take this show by the horns and run it. And I questioned whether you'd have the ability to do it, which is silly, really.
I am the one that grabs the show by the horns, but he is the rudder.
Yes.
He's the rudder who, you know, he does a little bit of homework. He sets everything up. He puts all of the pieces of paper on there. So we are missing you, Gary. No doubt you're enjoying
the sunshine of
the non-disclosed location that you're in.
The tax deductible. Isn't he on a study tour?
He's on a study tour. I've got to tell you, the amount of study that man does.
He does study, though.
He takes a bullet for us all by going on these overseas junkets, studying, which is somewhat unusual. But good to have you on the show.
Thanks,
you
good to be
here,
Phil. You
are a great co-anchor.
Good to be on a show with somebody who actually does care enough about their appearance to both shave and get a haircut and do all of those things.
No
that
nasal hair,
do.
No ear.
No, it's fascinating. I feel like an unkept woolly person next to you compared to Gary, where I normally feel like the clean and tidy one.
I think the truth to Gary is that he has this underlying confidence that perhaps you and I don't have, where he doesn't care how he looks. Because he thinks he always looks great. You and I, on the other hand, you know, we're vertically challenged. We've got some nice features.
He's not exactly tall.
We've got some nice features, but we do believe, both you and I believe, in presentation is
it matters, everything. Phil, it matters.
Now, Jeremy, I'm really pleased that we're heading towards the end of July, or dry July, as we like to call it.
Yes, it's been a very light month for real estate. Having said that, it's been a great opportunity for people to go on study tours and take a little bit of a breath before we launch into what hopefully will be a solid spring selling season.
It will be a solid spring season because you as well as I and the other directors in the organisation, we get our weekly figures based on this time last year. And it appears that we're 15% up in volume versus this time last year.
This is true.
So the good news, viewers, is you're going to have choice this spring. And it is spring, because if you think about it, if you were to list today, when are you going to be auctioned?
You'd be looking at late September, early October, probably as the nearest and best time.
Okay, so if you think about that, if September, October is where we are right now, then you need to list, if you want to sell this year, before you know it, we'll be scheduling early December auctions.
Yep, so it is now the time to be picking up the phone to your local real estate agent.
Call now.
But only Gary.
261-999. Call now.
I feel like it's some sort of a Demtel commercial. Is there someone coming out with cutlery over there?
There will be shortly. So let's talk about the weekend that was. Very light weekend right across Australia. Auctions, they do kind of work hand in hand with the school holidays and winter. July is the coldest month. We've got school holidays.
Is that a fact that July is the coldest month?
Well, I've pretty much made that up on the spot.
I wasn't
but
sure.
I think it's true.
I think August is, but I might be wrong.
Okay, well, July was cold enough. School holidays are now out of the road.
Yep.
So momentum is now building to the point that we've got 17 auctions this weekend.
Good.
Industry clearance rate, 66%. Gary Peer and Associates clearance rate? 66%.
You're telling me we've finally reached parity with Victoria.
We've finally dumbed ourselves down.
To that level.
We've dumbed ourselves down to what is average.
You have a long
How do you feel about being average?
Well, mediocre is not something that I've ever been called or ever want to be called. I'd rather be pathetic or really good, but not mediocre.
You don't want to be in that, like no one
Middle
really
ring.
Noticed.
No.
Yes, so 17 auctions coming up this weekend. We've really just, July is the quietest month in the real estate calendar. So good to get July out of the way, except we're going out on a bang. We're going out on a bang with 17 auctions. So you're going to be busy this weekend?
I'm ready. Phil, I actually work this weekend as opposed to my co-anchor, who will remain nameless. I didn't think you did an auction this weekend.
I had secret men's business this weekend.
Secret men's business. Right, okay. I'm not even going to ask. I don't think the viewers really care. In fact, I'm nervous for what the answer will be.
No problems. Well, I did go and see my great niece, right, who's just been born up in Sydney. Her name is Zoe. So a shout out to Zoe, who is the sweetest little baby. I've got to tell you, I love babies. Do you remember when your children were babies?
It's not so long ago, Phil. It feels like an eternity because now they're telling me everything that I need to know to improve my life. So it's a long time ago that they were just a little cherub in my hand.
I love that bumper sticker which says, employ my child while they still know everything.
No mind, that's quite clever.
Yep, you can run that one past them. Let's jump into the auctions that we've got this weekend, Jeremy, because obviously without our co-anchor who's done some homework on what to talk about, yep, it's just you and me shooting the breeze. So let's talk about the busy weekend that we've got coming up.
I think this is where you open that clasp and we look at the brochures whilst they do a backdrop of the pictures so that we don't look like we're reading off a script here.
Correct. So I'm going to pass you those, Jeremy.
Yes, thank you.
And I'm going to talk you through what's happening. First up, on Saturday, we've got a great property at 8 at 1 Fulton Street, St Kilda East.
This is a ripper, Phil. This is on the corner of Westbury Street. It is a gorgeous older style. It's almost got a kind of a Tuscan Mediterranean feel. And for all those people that are sending us photos from their European trips.
Yes, stop it. Stop
it. No, keep going. We should celebrate these things instead of them being miserable people that we're stuck in the rain. Good luck to them, I say.
You reckon?
Yeah, I do.
I must say, I'm over people's Instagram feeds of the beautiful beaches of Sicily and
there are some people
the Amalfi Coast. I mean, spare me from your fabulous life.
I didn't realise there were some real estate agents that you and I know that underneath their suit have a rock hard body, which I've never seen. Both sides of the spectrum, both men and women, which is fascinating.
Yeah, do not list with a real estate agent that's got defined abs because they're clearly spending too much time in the gym
in front
of the mirror.
Anyway, 8 at 1 Fulton Street, Phil.
With its Tuscan feel.
Beautiful deco apartment there. It's got an awesome rooftop sort of viewpoint as well, a terrace up there, 650 to 700. Saturday morning, Philip, at 10:30. I have no idea
auction honours there, Jeremy. Leon Guzenfit is going to meet you there.
Good.
I've got to tell you, viewers, if you haven't explored that little pocket of St Kilda East, we love it. And if you think about it, anything from Carlisle Street right through to Dandenong Road and call it Orong Road, even down to the highway, that pocket is fantastic.
And that, a lot of cafes.
That position, though, you've literally got the tram on your doorstep. You can walk to Chapel Street, Windsor from there. That is a great location.
One of the best.
11:30, we go to Beddow Avenue, which is a fabulous address in Brighton East. Leon Guzenfitter is meeting me there, but tell us about this property.
Love this pocket of East Brighton, Phil. Luxurious family living over two levels. This is as good as you'll get. 1950 to 2150 thereabouts. Great accommodation there. 4 bedrooms, 3 bathrooms, off-street parking for multiple cars. You'll have some fun with that one, I'm sure.
I'm looking forward to that. That is really good real estate. And we've jumped from St Kilda East to Brighton East. Now we're going to Toorak, where you're meeting and you're going to be doing the auction of apartment number 4 at 543 Toorak Road, Toorak, where you're going to be meeting the lovely Daniel Mechmacher.
I do love a Toorak auction, Phil.
I thought you were going to say you do love Daniel.
I love Daniel too, but I love him more when he lists properties in Toorak because this is a beautiful Art Deco apartment on the corner of Toorak Road and I think it's Grange Road. 950 plus for this one, 3 bedrooms, really nicely fitted out apartment, should go well.
And if you buy that apartment, you literally have the Toorak Village on
your
doorstep.
Yes, you're on the cusp of the village.
Now, viewers, a little bit of a thing about the Toorak Village, it really was starting to look a bit ordinary. A lot of shops had closed. Toorak was getting very old. But there's a new lease of life to the Toorak Village since the new opening of the Coles supermarket and that new development there. I think you will see the Toorak Village come to life over the next couple of years. And this property literally sits. You've got all of the convenience
just at the top
of having everything on your doorstep.
Run around that village a lot. I used to live nearby. That was my stomping ground. And I went to school just behind there at Glamorgan.
Is that right?
I did, yes.
That's one thing I never knew about you.
So I'm a Glamorgan student.
Until you were... And they don't expel that many kids from Glamorgan, do they?
Well, they've stopped now. And they don't use the... Well, they probably shouldn't go down that path, but they no longer use the stick there also.
Yep. Well, they might, but it's not something...
Well, they've hushed it.
That's not something that is freely advertised. We move on to... We go from Toorak to Moorabbin, one at 34 Clay Street. Aviv Samuel is meeting his brother, who'll do the auction. Lior Samuel's got auction honours there. Tell us about that.
We are literally jet-setting across Melbourne. That's 4 auctions in 4 different suburbs with a total kilometre radius of, I don't know, is that 10 or 15, 20 k's?
I can't wait until Uber and they're still working on it, or maybe not, but you know, the electric helicopters that they were talking about, how cool will it be when we can be delivered to auctions via electric helicopter or drone or whatever it happens to be?
A frightening
Clay
thought.
Street, Moorabbin?
Superbly located, single-level living here, Phil. Three bedrooms, one bathroom, couple of off-street parkings, or car parks, I should say. Nice little wraparound courtyard as well. Massive amount of dirt at the front of this with land. This is Grace, 85920 Clay Street in Moorabbin.
12:30 sees Lior on auction honours with Darren Krongold's team. Three at 184 Kunang Road, Carnegie.
Again, single level living, Phil. Two bedrooms, one bathroom, one car. Right in the heart of Carnegie. Single level, spacious and superbly located is what we've run with the heading. And that's that wraps it up really nicely.
You've got auction honours, you lucky guy, at 3 at 89 Seymour Road, Elstonwick. And viewers, before Jeremy talks to you about the property,
yes.
Seymour Road in Elstonwick, it's in the top 10 streets, roads. It is incredible. You've got Harleston Park. You can walk to Glen Huntly Road Shopping Centre. That is a premier street. And you've got auction honours meeting Leon,
I am going to be there, 525 to 575. I think you wrapped up that very nicely when you talked about the location. Seymour Road, absolutely one of the best streets in Elstonwick. And this is your opportunity to buy a stylishly renovated apartment there.
Beautiful. We move there to Lior is a busy man.
He's
on
busy.
Saturday. Jack Slater is meeting Lior Samuels. Lior Samuels is going to do the auction, but Jack's had the honours of marketing this property. 3 at 27 Gerald Street, Murrumbina.
You love Murrumbina, Phil.
I do.
You talk a lot about Murrumbina. In fact, we had a... We have our awards nights and something in Murrumbina.
Shout out to Levi's in Neerham Road, Murrumbina. If you haven't been to Levi's,
Is it called Levi's? You
will be Levi.
Aren't they jeans, Levi's? I don't know.
No, I'm pretty sure it's called Levi's.
Okay, hopefully it is.
There is a great story to this place. If you haven't been there, go there. Neerham Road, just near the intersection of Murrumbina Road, opposite our office. You'll be shocked when you see the quality
Very
of this
cool.
place and the size. And the owners of that couldn't be more hospitable.
A great location. Murrumbina is a suburb we love, and Gerald Street is a beautiful townhouse, a modern townhouse in a great location. Four bedrooms, that's big accommodation, two bathrooms and a double lock-up garage. 1 to 1.1, it still seems great buying at that price.
Yeah, it is. And you watch, viewers, Murrumbina, whoever buys in Murrumbina is going to do really well over the next 10 years because that suburb is going from good to incredible. Moving back to Caulfield North. You've got auction honours again. You're meeting Daniel Michmacher there at 92 Edith Street, Caulfield North.
Beautifully updated apartment, 495 to 540. It's got size, it's got space, and it's got style. 130, I'm looking forward to it.
Size, space, and style. Thought you were talking about yourself there for a moment. Sunday, though. Sunday is talk about size, space, and style on Sunday. If you don't mind, Jeremy, 21 Atira Road at 10:30 on Sunday morning. I'm going to talk about that because I've been highly involved in the sale of this property. This property is magnificent. It's a one-owner property.
Ooh.
The owners of this property built this home. It is beautiful. It's got a classical facade inside. You'd swear it's brand new because there's hardly a chip or a scratch. In fact, there's probably no chip or scratch. I couldn't find them. But there we've got three bedrooms, 2.5 bathrooms, the most incredible study, gorgeous lounge room, dining room. It's light. It's bright. It's absolutely the best possible quality. And you're on your own parcel of land, and Atira Road is one of the area's best addresses.
Timeless elegance, Phil. I think that's a very nice way of summarising Atira Road. A beautiful home.
Summarising. Really beautiful. I've got auction honours at Atira Road, but then I move on to number three, Alston Grove, which is another incredible property.
This is cool, Phil.
If you want to see 70s architecture at its best, now we call it 70s architecture, but...
I thought you were talking about me again. Probably. I was born in the 70s.
Well, you know what? You're solid and strong like this house, but the genesis of this house is a 60s/70s home. It's big, it's bold, it's beautiful, it's solid brick, there's concrete slabs, the entertaining areas are incredible. Marvellous parcel of land, the most incredible Hollywood-style swimming pool at the rear. This is the house with absolutely everything, and of course, Alston Grove, St Kilda East, one of the area's best addresses.
two top-end homes to choose from on the weekend.
I've got to tell you, it's a smorgasbord of opportunity.
Indeed.
12 at 64, Alma Road, St Kilda. Leo Samuels has auction honours there at 11:30.
These are big apartments, Philip. They're really big and they've got a rooftop terrace. 550 to 600 there. 11:30 on Sunday, you'll see the Samuel brothers down there. Great property to either invest in or live in. It's got great size.
I'm going to have a busy day because not only have I done a 10:30 and an 11:30, but I'm moving into my 12:30 where I'm going to meet Arlene and Daniel. And they've had the pleasures of marketing one at 16 Glencoe, which is, tell us about that, Jeremy, because it's a great property.
Well, it's in Glencoe Street. It's a great street. It's in the heart of North Caulfield, Phil. And this is, again, we've got some great single level offerings here. Two bedrooms, two beautiful bathrooms, a great flexible, very easy to live in floor plan, a front garden and a garage. This is a beauty.
And if memory serves me correctly, here's a little bit of trivia, but there was a wonderful Italian builder by the name of Benny Genovese. And Benny Genovese built this. We sold a number of properties across the journey for him. He loved building in solid brick.
Yep.
So we've got a great property there and a great street.
You
so
know what they
what
call
a great
him.
Combination.
It was Benny the Builder.
No, he wasn't Benny that sort of builder.
Also
at 12:30, apartment 11 at 618 Inkerman Road in Caulfield North.
I love this block. I've sold many in here and they always seem to go well because it's so centrally located. You've got the park up the road. You've got Lenny's convenience store. It's spacious. It's sunny and it is secure. If not sold before auction, Phil, I'll be doing this auction on
Sunday.
Two
bedrooms, one bathroom, one car space. We move on to a property that sings and makes my heart soar. Not only is it a brilliant building, but the owners are just the most beautiful people. This is 44 Balaclava Road, St Kilda East. 1:30, I've got auction honours. I was out actually during the week with a man that grew up in this house. His father built the property. So it was built the old-fashioned way, which is solid brick and concrete slab.
Yep.
It's been completely refurbished by the current owners and they've done the most beautiful job. That property has all of the bedrooms you'd possibly want. Four bedrooms, a study, 3.5 bathrooms, double lock-up garage. Two standout features of this property, of which there are many, is it's got the most incredible kitchen, meals, family room, which is beautiful. But it's got the best dining room, which has got a wall of books. And you walk into the dining room and you go, wow, what a lovely place to be. So 44 Balaclava Road, 1:30, come along. I've got auction honours there. Also at 1:30, you've got auction honours with Glenn Bricker, apartment 1384 to 86 Westbury Street, St Kilda East.
Yes, a lovely modern block, only a stone's throw from Carlisle Street. While the cafes and the restaurants are a gentle stroll, you've got the transport at the other end on Dandenong Road. Great floor plan, great big terrace, two bedrooms, 1.5 bathrooms, and two off-street car parks, which is very unique for St Kilda East.
Yes, and don't we love Carlisle Street. At 2:30, Jeremy, I've got auction honours to auction home number one at 33 Narong Road in Caulfield North. I love this property. It's three bedrooms, two bathrooms, off-street car parking for two cars. North-facing aspect, the entire property faces north over its own private courtyard garden. Narong Road, you've got the tram in Hawthorne Road. You've got Caulfield Park, your walking distance to Malvern Central, Glenferrie Road, the Malvern train station. Positions don't get any better than that, and I love that property.
Good quality real estate there, Philip.
Jeremy, I'm on a roll. I've got a busy Sunday, but I'm built for it.
And
I've
haven't done anything for a month.
Thank you. I've got the energy for it, and I finished the day at number 64A Burindi Road, Caulfield South. Now, a shout out to the building team of this property. They have done the most incredible job. We love working for this family. Mm-hmm. I think they've taken everything to a whole new height in Caulfield South because this town residence, it's a home. Four bedrooms, three incredible bathrooms, a lock-up garage, another car space, multiple entertaining zones, a lift. So, you know, you don't have to go up the stairs. Mm. Everything's landscaped to perfection. It's finished to perfection. The stainless steel appliances, the most beautiful stone that's been used throughout this property. This is one of the best, if not the best of its type that I've ever seen. And shout out, it's designed by Michael Wold, one of the area's best architects.
This is a seriously good-looking home, Phil, and I don't even believe, which is unusual, that the pictures do it justice.
Well, everything about that property, come down and have a look. If you want to see what is the best in this style of living, you'll see it there. Now, a feature property for the week, I am thrilled to talk about Moulton Street and Moulton Avenue. Number 10 runs off Hotham Street near the intersection of Alma
Road.
Cool
little pocket there, Phil.
Great little leafy pocket.
Yes.
And this is a no-through road. This is the most stunning home with potential. And why I say potential, because you can move straight in, not spend a cent, but it's four bedrooms, 2.5 bathrooms, plenty of off-street car parking, a north-facing rear garden, a wonderful parcel of land. I think it's got everything, but the best part about it, it's just got the most incredible potential, all on 614 square metres of land. I would like you to talk us through also, while we're talking about feature properties, apartment 7 at 1216 Dandenong Road in Murrumbeena.
Is it just me, Phil, or do we have a lot of sunny and spacious apartments for sale this weekend? Because that seems to be a bit of a trend. This is a great floor plan. Two bedrooms, lounge, kitchen, undercover car space in a great block in Dandenong Road in Murrumbeena, Phil.
Yes, very affordable price range there, $400,000 to $440,000. So good
investment
opportunity.
Investment buying, Phil, as well.
And then, of course, going back to East St Kilda, talk us through number 24 Sidwell Avenue, which is one of St Kilda East's best addresses.
I love Sidwell Avenue. It's got a number of my favourite homes and a block of apartments in that is my favourite block of apartments, not just in East St Kilda, but in Melbourne. But we've got 748 square metres of land here and a house very similar to Moulton that you could move in tomorrow quite comfortably. You can update this. You can turn it into the 21st century and beyond. But a beautiful home as it stands, four bedrooms, three bathrooms and ample off-street parking, as I've mentioned, on just shy of 750 square metres of prime St Kilda East land.
What a great address, what a great offering, what a great auction weekend that we've got coming up. So it might be dry July, Jeremy, but we are finishing with
strong,
a massive weekend. If you're in the market, come and have a look at what we're auctioning, come to our open for inspections, because we're now in the home straight of winter. We won't be upset to see the back
come
of winter.
Come and have a coffee at one of our auctions. That'll warm you up.
Absolutely.
Do we have hot chocolates as well?
We do. We do. We've even got oat milk, which is very generous of us.
Not
Shout
Arbonne.
Out to a couple of people. John from Florida just keeps sending us poems, which I haven't got time to refer to today, John. So you just keep them coming.
Can I assume John's retired if he's watching GPTV and in Florida?
And in Florida. I think John is capable of so much. Shout out to Victoria. Victoria, whose feedback for us is, you guys rock.
Yeah, we'll see what happens after she sees me on this episode. It may not rock so hard.
It's a busy week. It might have been a quiet week in the sales scene, but we've got a massive weekend coming up. And as we power now into spring, which is only a short step away, viewers, you need to get set and think about selling in 2023, because the year, from a real estate perspective, will be over before you know it.
Indeed. Phil, it's been fabulous being on the show. I appreciate the invitation and hopefully you all got something out of it. Good luck and we'll see you next week.
I'm Philip Kingston. Have a fabulous week.